You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Ooh, who are you? You hot lady? Fezzes are cool. Yeah. I think that's the only joke that my talkers tweeted us that we can repeat on the radio. Did you get
right,
some more?
Because they get kind of blue fast.
You want to ride in my TARDIS?
Yeah. They understood the assignment.
They did.
It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're terrible. They're just not appropriate for 8 o'clock in the morning on my talk 107.
That's true. But for a Doctor Who convention in L.A. in February, maybe. Yeah. Looking for a sweet honey?
So thanks to everybody. Yeah. Thanks to everybody that said that to me. I'm going to be that person walking around like, hey, coming at ya. You know? Like, she came all the way from Minnesota to tell us Doctor Who dad jokes.
But you know there's going to be someone that's equally dad joking with you, and you're just going to be like, oh, who are you?
Exactly.
I like you.
And twinkles. And we'll both talk about our TARDIS pictures that we have at the house.
That's right.
Who our favorite Doctor
wallpaper
is.
That you got. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan. I mean, you're going to L.A. in February for this convention.
Yeah.
So,
it's all good.
Wow. Well, welcome to the third hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. My Talk 107.1, Alexis Thompson, Miss Shannon Paul.
Hello.
Hey, girl, hey. And Mike Ganger.
Hey, boy.
Jason and Don both on vacation. They'll be back next week just in time for Project Down and Dirty Film Fest, which we are going to start immediately.
That's going to be so exciting.
I'm excited. Scared, but excited. It's that good excitement, anticipation for it, and wanting to do a really good job because come Friday, it needs to be filmed, edited, the whole thing, and ready to go, transferred to the special film that, you know, for it to play at the movie theaters, because that takes time. And the 30th, that's it. Showtime.
I think your biggest showings. This would be my suggestion for you, Alexis,
what you
if
got?
You're still leery, is just do your best to prepare so that you don't hold up the process. And that's all you can do.
Know my lines.
You know, so it's, so know your lines. You know, do your research, you know, show up on set ready to go. If you're supposed to have anything else, just go there. And then the other thing that I'll tell you, if you're the actor, is unless they ask you to direct yourself and do stuff, don't just shush. Just do what Adrian tells you sometimes.
I got that. I'll be like, okay, yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you've done this before, if you're Kevin Costner, then you could go like, well, I direct as well, so I guess today I'm going to direct both. But if you're not,
did you see The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston?
Don't you know who I am?
I carried her.
You should just go, what can I? I mean, I'm sure that Adrian would like you to be part of the creative process, especially since it's a learning process. But don't like, okay, well, I came up with this really complex idea, slowed everybody up. Like, I'll be honest, I don't think you would do that. I'm kind of thinking that that's a Laurie and Julia MO. I'm like, how many ideas are you going to have that's going to slow this process up? But that's just because I love them.
Oh, yeah.
But they have opinions.
They got ideas. Oh, my gosh. You're so right there.
So I'm curious to see
maybe
how
Jason and Don a little, too. Because, you know, Don's the screenwriter here, and we all have to have different roles. I'm the intimacy coordinator.
Okay.
So I'm ready for that. Got a whistle making sure everybody feels comfortable.
You think you need a whistle?
I mean, I need gear.
Do you think people are going to be?
I don't know. But I will be ready. What else do I need? It's like a bug out bag. What goes in my intimacy coordinator duffel?
I think you're just supposed to talk them through and make sure everybody, like the choreography of
that they're okay.
So you want to make sure, okay, we're going to do this, and then the hand's going to go
hands,
here, and
lower
then this
back.
Is where it's going to go, right? You know, how far can we go? I don't think you need to come up with a full body condom or anything. You're not doing that. It's a short film. What kind of movie are you making?
You don't know us like that, Shannon.
I'm just presuming. I'm like, what kind of film are you planning? kind of thing.
I don't know. You never know. I just, woo.
I true. We got some extras. I thought I knew, and I mistake it. I thought I knew.
But it's great because we'll all have different roles in addition to acting.
It's
if that's what we're
going to
call
absolutely
it.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So, oh, it's going to be really fun. You're coming, right? You're coming? Mm-hmm. You're coming?
I'm coming, but I'm coming late.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I have a gig. I'll be there eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not
going to
be able.
I don't mean for day one, but for showtime.
No, I'll be there for the late screening. Because
perfect.
I talked to B. Arthur about that. I mean, like, because I'm pretty sure that Jason's doing the reunion show. He's hosting the reunion show because some people know that sometimes I do that. I'm pretty sure Jason's doing that. I have a gig that I booked months ago.
Absolutely understand.
Months
of course.
Ago. Yeah, so it's not that I don't love you and I don't want to see it. I got to go do something.
Yeah. No, you got make that money. And people want to see you. Yes. So that's true.
I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, and it's actually a really cool thing. And it's like, and that would be what is required for me, not be there supporting all of you. But I am hosting a charity fundraiser for an organization here in town that evening. And I booked it months ago.
Yeah. Well,
so
what
it's
is
a great
it?
Organization. I'm just doing something else. So that's
it. Okay. You want to share? Yeah. What is it? Mm-hmm. What is it?
Huh?
Just out of curiosity.
I'm doing a charity fundraiser for an organization called Common Bound Minnesota. And so they help provide affordable housing and transitional housing programs for families here in the Twin Cities. And so they have a fundraiser.
Awesome.
On the 30th. And so I'm going to be at that on the 30th. So, yeah.
Like, I'll see you.
Yeah. So that's it. So it's not that I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm out. That kind of thing. It's just.
Yo, you got stuff to do. I get it. That's
right.
A great cause.
I'm just previously
too.
Committed to a thing. That's all.
So I got
it's not
you.
Even that fancy. So, but I will be, I am excited to see what you create.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, yes. Mm-hmm. That day, we're going to have a red carpet, do the whole thing. But yeah, mm-hmm. to see what everybody else does too, it's going to be really fun. And you can be a part of that.
Agreed.
Get tickets, mytalk1071.com. There's multiple showings and a VIP experience too. So check that
if you want to walk a red carpet, go ahead and get that full experience. It's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be really good time. Oh, gosh. Wow. Did you see this article in Rolling Stone about Ellen DeGeneres, her protege, her mentee, Grayson Chance, ripping her? He says he's never met someone more manipulative, more self-centered, and more blatantly opportunistic than her. He's 25 years old now. They met when he was just 12 when he was on her show. And she said at the time, hey, I've got you. I'll protect you. I'm here for you. We're going to do this together. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe he's saying now that she might have overstepped in multiple areas. For instance, mm-hmm. there was that movie about Justin Bieber and how his rise, a biopic about how he was discovered on YouTube and then, you know, a big star that he is. And I guess Ellen had invited him and his family to the screening of it and he didn't make it a priority. He couldn't go. And so instead of just moving on, I guess apparently Ellen called his mom and basically ripped her a new one.
Now I'm torn. I understand his reasoning behind doing this Rolling Stone interview and all of those things. But now there's also the rebuttal from people from the show that are saying that she did go above and beyond to support him, to set him up for success. And there's still no guarantee that even if you have a backer like Ellen DeGeneres, that you're for sure going to take off.
Yes.
You know, there's no guarantee that if you get a break like Justin Bieber, there still was a lot of things that lined up for Justin Bieber to continue to hit, you know, his peak. I mean, we could look at all of the winners of American Idol. We could look at all of the winners of American Got Talent. We have all these things where you still had a bit of shine, but you still didn't end up being a huge superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Aiken. Yeah, exactly. So there's no guarantee that you're not guaranteed that your career, as they put it, take off.
Right.
Even if somebody says, I think you're really talented and tries to help. So I'm curious.
The timing is curious. I'm with you on this, Shannon. And there's one line in there where he says, my whole week, my whole month, my whole year would change with one text from her. That was terrible. And I'm thinking, if her opinions were the only one that mattered, in some ways that feels like a you problem.
Right, right. You know, I mean, I think that we also are still leaning into the persona that was created for Ellen DeGeneres, that she was supposed to be incredibly, like, sweet beyond measure. Like, friendly beyond measure. Not a businesswoman, not a comedian, not a fantastic writer, and all these other talented things that she is. It was, you're known for smiling and being nice.
Kindness and, so, and dancing and, right.
Correct. And so whenever we have this expectation that she's asked for anything back, now she's vilified. Does that make sense?
What?
Why
yes, 100%.
Why I have a concern about this?
You are saying exactly what I'm thinking. That she can't win in this situation. How do you, if you're Ellen DeGeneres, how do you respond? I was kind to him. I helped him with his career. That's my way. And then, even if she says that, there's going to be something, right?
Yeah.
The best, I guess the best thing is just to be quiet and let others speak for her, because it sounds like that's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I understand, like, even if you look at some of the responses from Chance's mom about, you know, she seems a lot more balanced about it. Like, she's a businessman and, you know, or a businesswoman. And if something's not going her direction, then she went another direction, you know, on certain things. But I also think it's interesting the entitlement of access that this family seemed to think they should get. That you said this and then they, you know, Ellen followed through on bits and pieces of it, but because they didn't, she didn't continue to push his career, they seem very wounded by that. And not being in the room with them at the time, it's hard for me to say whether they really should feel, I mean, it's still, I don't think it's necessarily her responsibility to guarantee him stardom.
No.
But, you know, but it does seem like that was the expectation, that they're like, you said how much you liked us, you helped us for a little while, and then you just turned us, you just shut us out. And that part I feel is really frustrating. But I also go, well, you have to still capitalize on the opportunities that you have.
Yes.
And you can't make or break, because it doesn't sound like, I mean, unless I'm missing something in this article, it doesn't sound like she ever blackballed him.
Mm-mm.
You know, but she did, but she did she turned the faucet off, you know, of her attention.
Right.
So I'm like, but okay, maybe she did decide to work on something else. I don't know.
The
that's
other things
what I
happen.
Feel.
Yeah, here's a leg up. You do what you're going to do with it, and then when things that have that, you know, maybe she set up and she thought, well, this is an experience that not many people can have. And then they blow her off. Of course, you're going to go, wait, the second time, is this a pattern? Am I going to do this again? And also, I think that Ellen today, after reading this article, is also feeling bamboozled, because she invited him to come back on the show, you know, for the last couple weeks to be a guest. And he never got back to them. So
and then
there's that,
looks
too.
Like he said, and he said no, because he's like, no, it'd be bad for my integrity. So now that he's older, he is taking a little bit more control over his destiny. And he's like, no. So I think that makes sense. If he's salty about all this stuff and he knew he was going to write this art, he was willing to do an article like this, then he shouldn't go back on the show.
Yeah.
You know, so that makes sense. He feels, obviously, all these are these feelings that he has. I do think they are genuine.
Yes.
He does feel,
and hopefully
let
he
go
can,
and all that stuff.
He communicated with her at some point, something about this, but maybe not. Yeah, and sometimes you just don't feel comfortable, I guess. Maybe that's what this is about.
Right.
Who knows?
You know, so I'm glad that he's managed to figure out how to right his ship in the best way that he can, because it does sound like he felt very wounded, and it dipped his spirits to the point that he did try to pivot out of this career for a while. So if this is where he's meant to be, I hope that he finds a way to stay with this particular creative outlet.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Great bow to that conversation. When we come back, Mike's got the dirt alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis, Miss Shannon, and Mike with you this morning. Jason and Don on vacation. And Mike, you've got the dirt.
I do have the dirt. We've been talking about this movie for so incredibly long, it feels like, for all the wrong reasons. And maybe it actually was for all the right reasons. Don't worry, Darling is premiering today. And the reviews are starting to roll in. We mentioned it yesterday. We had a caller call in and say, there's a chance this movie's just terrible. That's why everybody's talking it up as much as they are. They're trying to have all this drama behind the scenes. Critics, at least from a Rotten Tomatoes standpoint, may agree. Did you see the percentage?
Okay. Not good. What is it?
35% from the critics standpoint. Yes.
The drama surrounding it might have been better than the actual film.
And now the one thing I will say, and sometimes you got to be careful with Rotten Tomatoes, the audience score is 87. So you do see that discrepancy sometimes happen between the two. And it seems like some of the reviews, even from the critics, were like, and I was reading a couple of them right before we got started here. Looks fabulous. The 1950s never looked so stunning. It isn't terrible. It's just stunningly average is another review there. So it seems like it's going to be a beautiful film. There's obviously a lot of big stars in there, which usually is why the audience score is higher than the critic score. But the substance might just be the issue, according to some critics.
All right. Anyone going to go see this weekend?
Nope.
I don't think so. No. Nope.
Okay. Nope. Let us know if you see it, too. Give us a tweet over the weekend.
It does look beautiful and interesting. It just doesn't look like anything I need to see on a big screen, so I'm not going to rush out and watch it. That's all. Because I am curious, and I'll watch a movie that's bad just to see if I like it. So, I mean, I mean, because the ads for Don't Worry, Darling have been everywhere. I do wonder if the expectation, because there's been so much drama behind it, maybe that's also fueling the response. Is that people are like, I've been talking about this movie for so long, and now this is all I get?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I think it's just, there's so much. You don't want the drama around a movie to be more exciting than the movie itself.
And a movie you may want to see in theaters just because of the visuals. If you missed it 13 years ago, Avatar is actually hitting theaters once again tonight. Starting again.
Okay. So, they're like, don't forget about us.
A true re-release there. They're going to be shooting this one in a remastered 4K version, and this is going to just be a little bit of a refresher because, of course, their four sequels are all in development, are going to be coming out. The next one, Avatar The Way of Water, is going to be hitting theaters December 16th. They've got the third one the next December and the fourth one the December after that. So the Avatar world is back. Are you fans?
That's smart to do
like
in the theater.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I like it.
It felt very preachy to me in many ways. It's a good message, but
it's grown
but
up.
Like, let's pound you on the head about it. Yeah,
it's grown up fern gully, so I was fine with it.
Yeah,
but I wasn't craving another one, so I definitely have to see it again. I do want to see that one again and see if it pulls me in enough that I'm like, okay, let's see what else happens.
Yeah, or any craving died. About 10 years ago.
Visually stunning. What they did for that time was absolutely incredible. The story, though, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully they step it up a little bit and go a different version. Some big news when it comes to streaming services and just the world of entertainment in general. Charlie Collier, if you haven't heard the name before, he is the CEO of Fox Entertainment. He's actually going to be joining the digital distribution platform Roku Media as the new president. So just another sign of the way things are going. Again, a huge Fox executive heading over to Roku as they try to continue to roll out their platforms. And I know TVs have it all integrated in there, Roku. And it's we started the show talking about Amazon Prime and the fact that that's where you have to go to watch football now on Thursday nights. And this is another step in that direction.
Wow.
Yep. I got my Roku and my app and it's so many options. Yeah. So many options on there.
Are we going to have to pay for Roku? Do we already pay for Roku?
Roku itself
is
free, but then there's certain things within it, like
you have to pay
certain
for.
Channels that you have to pay for. Like there might be subscriptions within it. And at least the way mine works. Yep. So,
and they have their version of like, you know, Hulu, where it's like their own Roku TV, where I think they're going to be adding some maybe more original content. You would assume having a signing like this, that's going to be on the way.
Yeah, that's a big get for them for sure.
Yep. Well, there is a look at your dirt. Of course, for more entertainment news, you can always download that MyTalk app or go to MyTalk1071.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mike. Hey, when we come back, what are you willing to splurge on? Give us a call, 651-641-1071. Worthy splurging. Next. I know you're scared and you're painted. What are you willing to splurge, spend a little extra money on? Give us a call, 651-641-1071, to join the conversation. We'll get to that in a second. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Alexis, Ms. Shannon, Mike with you this morning, Jason and Dawn on vacation. There's still time to register for listener rewards in September. Still another week of September. You can win tickets to Beauty and the Beast at the Ordway. Did you hear that jet go by? Yes. Sears Fall Festival tickets, Origin Pet Food for 3 months, gift cards and more. Get registered and see everything up for grabs in listener rewards on our app or at mytalk1071.com. Miss Shannon?
Yes.
What are you willing to splurge your money on?
You know, whenever you get those opportunities where you're like, am I willing to pay for this upgrade? Am I not? Like, whenever I'm like booking a plane ticket, I'm like, I'm short. I don't need it. Or if I, like, even my hotel room, they're like, you can pay another $17 a day and get this. And I didn't want it. But I will pay extra money for experiences usually surrounding food.
Yes.
So if I'm going to, if I could go to a normal fast food experience or go pay a little extra for something magical to eat, that's the kind of stuff that I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't care that this costs that much money.
Yeah.
You know, that,
because it feels special. You're right. Mm-hmm. It's a little, a little splurge. Jonathan's on the line. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Alexis. Good morning, Dawn. Boy, you sound really different today.
Quite so.
Miss Dawn and Miss. It's our friend. Okay.
It's Miss Shannon.
Hi, Miss Shannon.
Hello. Yes. Quite a different experience when it's me versus. We love Dawn.
Yes.
I am not like Dawn.
We love all of you at my talk.
What are you splurging on, Jonathan,
what am I
these days?
On any kitchen appliance that helps me cook a good meal. I'm serious. These new little gadgets out there, girl. Oh, it is so fun. I have a plethora of devices in my kitchen. And it's so much fun being single, learning how to cook right now because you don't even have to go out for dinner no more.
That's true.
So, Jonathan, do you have the air fryer yet? Do you have the air fryer?
Oh, absolutely. I had the bread maker. I have the deep fryer. I have the other thing. And I have the coffee maker that makes the coffee pot and the K-Cup cup together, mix it together. I mean, the whole thing is fabulous, I'll tell you.
Oh, I like that.
Is that your favorite right there?
I think you've had a little too much coffee this morning. But yes, but have a great weekend. God bless.
You too. Thank you, Jonathan.
Love you,
we love you too. Happy Friday, everybody. Yeah,
that's
you can also
splurge.
Tweet us too at Miss Shannon with an A and Lex and
Lex
the City.
And the cities.
Yes.
That's a good splurge. I agree with them.
Yeah, I'm with you on food. The food I've been thinking about a lot lately is food without peels. So, like berries, and you know, I'm willing to spend a little bit more on that.
Fair enough, yeah.
But other than that, shoes are the big thing. I have to have shoes that fit, work, comfortable. And I'm willing to pay a little bit more for that. The other thing is bedding or just a bed in general. Good mattress.
You know what I've been splurging on as well is I've been changing my cleaning product regimen. And like moving away from like buying paper towels and things and buying like European dish towels or stuff that's a little more eco-friendly. And the other thing I splurge on, back to your thing, I splurge on toilet paper.
Okay.
So, because when we hit this inflationary period, I'm like, well, if we're spending more money on stuff anyway, I'm willing to spend more money on certain things that align with my overall goal. So I started buying like bamboo toilet paper, like stuff that's a little better for the planet and that kind of thing.
Oh, just I see.
Because if I'm already spending more money, I'm just like, I might as well buy things that are quality or in alignment with something that I support.
Right.
If that makes sense. So, yeah. So I've been doing that. Ooh, we got a
definitely
good one.
Makes sense.
We got a good one from Megan. Megan says she'll splurge on bras. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. Some things you buy it once and you'll have a much better experience. You get the wrong bra. You're like messing with it all day and it's poking you and it just, yeah, I'm good with that too. Got that.
Yep. Agreed. Crystal's on the line. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
What do you splurge on?
I splurge on my crafts.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What?
I know that.
Are we talking like hand-dyed yarn? What kind of crafter are you?
Ooh. I do all kinds of crafting. I felt work. I have my Cricut, my Big Shot like you.
Yeah.
I do all kinds of things.
So quality paper, inks.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Crystal, you know
way
where...
too much money.
It's true. Oh. What's the meme? Why spend $6 when you can spend $92 in craft supplies and make it yourself?
and it takes 3 months to make it.
Love that concept. I'll buy it. I'll buy it from you guys. So,
oh, see, there you go.
This one's really sweet, Lex. So yeah. Leah hit us up on the Twitter and says that they
splurge
on their students. Yeah. So they splurge on their students. Yeah. So they say they're a special ed teacher and they never buy a Little Caesars or pizza or that stuff for them, but they'll buy it for everybody at school. They go, this is so sweet. They don't buy like Little Caesars. They do like all of the Papa John's and the Punch, the fancy pizza for their kids at school. That's fantastic, Lee. Thank you.
Oh,
sweet. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love Lee here. Yes. Great teacher. Oh, my goodness. That's so sweet. Jamie will spend more on skin care and makeup. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Otherwise, you're costing yourself money because you break out. So, yeah, I got it.
Well, this morning we were talking a little bit about some of the stuff that you're doing around your house. You're mixing cement. And do you find that it's important to get really good tools and stuff? That good cement?
Yeah, I mean, I because if you go too cheap, then it is less forgiving.
Yes.
So since these are new projects for me, I don't want to go too cheap. Like, I don't go, well, I'm not a full-time contractor, so I'm not going to buy that stuff. But I buy I do a lot of research. I'm like, okay, if I am like you and your crafting.
Yeah.
If I am a repeat DIY person, what do I need? Okay, I need a brad nailer. I need to get a right, you know, angle grinder. I bought myself a mini table saw, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, was that the one that folds in half that you showed me last time? That little trimmer?
No. I actually got an actual sits on a table saw that you run things through because I was doing some trim work. So I had to cut some small. But
nice.
The thing that folds in half, what you're talking about my gator.
That little
chainsaw. Yeah,
wow.
That's amazing. So that's basically aggressive scissors that have a chainsaw blade. But yeah, I do buy decent tools. I don't buy the most expensive tools because I'm not using them every day. But I will buy a really good, because I like my face. I bought a really good face shield. I got a thing. I don't want to kick up and get a rock in my eye or anything like that.
Oh, for protective gear. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been collecting an odd collection of tools that I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this.
That'll work. Mike, how about you? What do you splurge on?
Well, one thing I've realized really quick when I started living by myself, because I always had roommates or always, you know, living out, those consumables, you kind of really have to splurge pretty quickly on them. I'm talking like garbage bags. And then, you know, there's the obvious one of toilet paper. You don't want to go cheap on that. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yep. Oh, man. You just never know.
I save my money someplace else. You save your money other places. Mm-hmm.
That is very true. Man, all right, well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day for our Friday.
Hello, everybody. And welcome to my Nutrisource commercial. Nutrisource, a family like no other. That's right. Nutrisource is the official dog food of the incredible Mr. Big and Dexter. And I love Nutrisource as their main source of food, because no matter what they need, Nutrisource has it. I'm serious. They have my dogs covered. If they're in their puppy phase, they had a puppy formula. In their older years, they had a senior form. They have a senior full formula. And now Mr. Big is in the picky eating phase. And thank gosh I'm a Nutrisource family, because they have kombucha. It's their newest product. It's a bone broth food topper that you pour right over the dog's food. And it's so good, and they gobble it right up. Find kombucha where you find Nutrisource, and find Nutrisource at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Lori and Mara.
What are you, a moron? Crap head. God, you're ugly.
Thanks, Dr. Phil. It's a great way to start a Friday. Oh, wow.
I want to go back to Yeah, I want to go back to Snoop Dogg's affirmations. I don't like the way he talks to me.
We are on the same wavelength. We are going to go back to doggy land this segment before we leave you today on Friday.
Okay, perfect.
Here we go. Yeah, we'll definitely play that in just a little bit. Yes. Just we need some positive affirmations, especially after that. Oh, Jason and Alexis.
Alexis, okay, wait. Yeah. I have to go on. Okay, everybody, Jason and Alexis show. We'll get that out of the way.
Yeah. Welcome.
Alexis, I've been friends with you for, 15 years?
Long time.
At least.
Yeah, we go way back.
What are you doing out in the woods with baggies and plastic and paper bags? What are you doing?
Foraging.
What are you doing to the mushrooms? Foraging.
Yes.
Why?
So there's this gnarly mushroom that's growing at the base of one of the trees in our yard, and we're in the woods, so we kind of had to walk back and look at it and see. And I was telling a friend about it, and she's like, "Oh, pick that, pluck that for me, get that mushroom." And I guess it's called hen of the woods. So it looks like a bunch of ear cartilage, just all together. And I guess you can take that and cook it and eat it, bake it, fry it up. Do the whole thing. I'm wondering, you seem like someone who would forage for mushrooms.
Me? No.
No?
Why?
I don't know.
No.
I just kind of have a feeling that might be something that you might have tried once.
I'm surprised that you get that vibe off of me. I'm not that. I mean, I'm very, let's plan for an apocalypse and have a weird skill set.
Right.
So that I kind of
That's what I mean by that. That you'd go, in nature you can eat that berry, but don't eat that one.
Right. And so I'm like, I that's what I was worried about. Cause I'm like, there's a lot of, dangerous where you won't even, maybe you won't die. Like, I'm not saying everything's a death cap, but there are a lot of things out there that'll still make you sick.
Yeah, that's true.
And whenever I watch, I do watch a lot of those cooking shows and those chef shows. And that's very much the rage now, even though communities for ages have been out foraging, now they're like, oh, I'm going to go out and pick all these berries. I'm just leery about people who jump into it without doing any research and just start eating stuff they found out in the wild and they don't know what it is. So
exactly.
I just want to make sure you had an app or something that was assisting you.
So I did post something on Instagram. Lex in the Cities, a video of what it looked like or looks like. And luckily, a lot of people, there is an online resource. So that's good. And it's for my friend she's like, I'm going to have my buddy the neighbor, I guess he knows all about it. So he's going to just check it out to make sure. But then someone said that this one looks like it's a little past its prime. It's a little crunchy, a little rough looking.
Okay.
I'll still
take it.
You had
to pluck it sooner.
Yeah.
You had to pluck it sooner.
I guess I have to be aware of that.
Well, when I was looking at these websites, they say, okay, this is a cool hobby if you want to do it.
Yeah.
But I like that one of the tips that they tell you if you're going to start foraging is only start with a very few number of plants and get to know those things very well.
And then add
so that your
stuff.
Brain doesn't confuse them. And you're like, oh, this is the good one, that's the bad one. Like, know a few really, really well.
Yeah.
So you don't accidentally poison yourself. So
right.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
but
that
this
could
never
be very
occurred
bad.
To me.
That's why they call it hens of the chicken because I get hens of the wood because
hens
it tastes
of the
like chicken, I guess.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. I see a lot of these pictures here. It does look very okay.
It's gnarly, isn't it? There's some real funky mushrooms out there.
Absolutely. That's why it wouldn't occur to me to eat it, like just myself. I just remember whenever it would get damp enough in my yard that there'd be a mushroom when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I'd go kick them. Like you kick mushrooms and then you blow dandelions.
That's
you don't collect them. And they're even though they're both things that you could collect, it never occurred to me to do. I'm like, oh, mushroom, gotta kick it.
Roseanne emailed us. She says, "Chicken of the woods is so good."
Okay.
And she says, yes, consult a true forager. They're delicious. Yeah, you don't want to be eating the wrong mushroom.
No.
For a lot of reasons,
Right. If I show up with it, you need to presume I got it from somebody else. Otherwise, don't eat it if I give it to you.
Yes.
Same
over here.
I consulted an expert.
Yes, right. Yep, it's all good. Go ahead and eat it. And I'm sure if you fry anything up, it tastes fairly decent.
Until you get sick.
Until that. What are you planning on watching this weekend? Anything fun?
What am I going to watch this weekend?
TV-wise?
This is how far behind I am.
Oh, okay.
We just had the finale of She-Hulk, I believe, and I haven't watched any of them. So I'm going to binge the whole series of She-Hulk.
I think you're
going to
love it. I love it. Jason, not so much, but I really love it. It's fun.
What was his
That's trying to be funny and it's not working. Okay. But I like the silliness of it. And when she transfers, and when you look at the comic, her hair dramatically changes from a bop to a longer do. You know? So that didn't bother me as much. I mean, they're transforming into Hulks.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And I'm surprised. I can understand that if the humor doesn't hit, why he wouldn't like it. If he has concerns about the transformation of a comic book character, that, I think, is... They all look silly. I mean, even if you look at the old school Hulk altogether, Lou Ferrigno didn't look anything like, you know.
No!
So I don't care about that. There's so many Easter eggs.
There's so many fun pop culture moments in She-Hulk that I absolutely love it. So, yeah, I have the finale of that to
and
watch.
And She-Hulk, I was very excited that they were even creating this series because She-Hulk was one of those characters that I liked in the comics, but they did that character dirty quite often because of misogyny, because of toxic masculinity, because of the way it was written in the time period. They did that character dirty quite often. So I'm glad that they've revamped it a bit. Because it's a cool character, and she has all this cool ability. So that's where I'm excited about.
Good news if you're excited. It's actually not the finale. There's 10 episodes as part of this
Oh, good.
And I did watch it yesterday, so yes, you'll enjoy it.
Yes!
Okay, good. I'm going to catch up.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like thinking, wait, is it the finale already? Okay, even better. We have more to watch. Yes, Andor is another one I'm going to watch this weekend. I have not watched that yet. Three episodes available on Disney+. American Gigolo, based on the movie...
Okay.
The guy who played Shane in Walking Dead, now he was a character that didn't last as long as he probably should have. John Bernthal.
He has another job.
Oh, yeah, and he's been working since. He's such a great actor, and this is so well done.
Okay.
It is about a gigolo. You learn about his life and why he got into the business and stuff. So, you know, there's some adult themes, of course.
but fair enough.
I love that, too, and I have some catching up to do for What We Do in the Shadows. So we'll be doing that as well.
It's a fun weekend for that, though.
Well, you know what, Miss Shannon?
Yes?
Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure and my honor.
I love you so much. We love you so much.
You too.
So, and we're going to go out with that bop, that Doggyland bop. Oh, yeah.
Yay! Wow, wow, wow.
Hey, it's on YouTube. Doggyland, Snoop Dogg's new kid TV show.
I care about others.
This is great.
I learn from my mistakes.
Yes, you do.
Now we know some new affirmations that we can choose and learn to say. So next time you need a little inspiration to help you have more of a positive day.
Yay!
Love it. YouTube, check it out. Mom, children will all love it. It's a bop. Thanks again, Miss Shannon. We love you so much.
See you soon, everybody.
Everyone, you be you. Have a great day, great weekend. Mike, thank you. And we'll see you on Monday. Don and Steve up next.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.